You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Wake up with Boomer and Geo, mornings 6 to 10 on WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1, New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Tommy Lou Gowerd. Start dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie. Yeah,
dudes, dogs, and damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Oh, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lugauer is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lugauer on The Fan.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie. The Jets have the assets to get a quarterback and a coach. Now go do it. 888-808-1019. The Jets spent most of this season trading off young core players and getting assets, getting first-round picks, getting second-round picks. So they now have assets to acquire a quarterback and a coach. And what I vision for the Jets is Mike Tomlin and Joe Burrow. And I think it goes hand in hand. Because if you can get, let's say, Joe Burrow first, who has a no-trade clause, but I think the idea and the prospects of playing in New York City and just a change for Burrow, who seems unhappy with his current situation in Cincinnati, and the opportunity to come to New York, you know he's into the fashion, and you are a QB in the biggest city in the world. And Burrow strikes me as a guy that would be interested in that. If you can acquire Burrow, you can then pick up the phone, call the Steelers and say, what's it going to take for Mike Tomlin? And that combination will get the Jets back to the playoffs. That combination will get the Jets back to where they haven't been in 15 years. You have the picks. You did the work. Now, go get the quarterback. Go get Joe Burrow. Go get Mike Tomlin. Well, Mike Tomlin's going to take time off. He's going to go to TV. Well, convince the Steelers otherwise. Convince Mike Tomlin otherwise. If Joe Burrow is sitting here and you have these draft picks stocked and you have still some young players here that you can hang your hat on and you have Garrett Wilson, let's re-sign Breece Hall and let's start to build the infrastructure and let's recruit Mike Tomlin into believing that the Jets are the team of the future. Because I don't see the other option here. Yeah, all right, well, we'll wait around. Maybe we'll get a quarterback next year. And maybe we'll take a lottery ticket this year. And that's all hope. And that's all selling dreams. You have a reality here. You have a coach that stepped down. Yes, the Steelers own his rights. But if you're Pittsburgh, now, you'll work in tandem with Tomlin on this because he was there for so long, and they're not just going to ship him somewhere that he doesn't want to be. But if you're Pittsburgh, I would want to get something out of this. I would want to get draft picks. I'm rebuilding. Like, what's the quarterback situation with the Steelers? Did you see them play last night? Does that look like a team? I mean, that's a Mike Tomlin coach team in the sense that he dragged a roster that's not that good across the finish line to another 10-win season and a playoff appearance. They need help. They need players. So why wouldn't they want the picks? And they have something that teams covet, and that's a head coach that can walk into a franchise, build it up, get them to the playoffs year in and year out. And then Joe Burrow, show me somebody that's walking the face of the earth that walked into Kansas City and beat Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs in a championship game. Show me a guy that won a national championship. Show me a guy that plays even better in the big moments and can go toe-to-toe with the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And when you have that and you have the lure of New York and this market and this media, which I think Joe Burrow would be interested in, and Tomlin, why wouldn't you not be interested in coaching Burrow? Like, that combination, you have the picks. Dream big. Get this done. Because I don't know how you can instill any type of confidence in your fan base that you are going to bring back Aaron Glenn. You are going to try to find a quarterback. Like, they signed Bailey Zappe this week, and I know Bailey Zappi's not the answer. But still, none of the quarterbacks in this room are inspiring. And none of the quarterbacks, unless you could somehow get Malik Willis, which I don't think is going to happen. I see him more as maybe the Steelers quarterback. But even that's an unproven starter in the sense that it's not like he's had this long career where you could bank on him walking in the door and winning a lot of football games. And the Jets, who have been rebuilding for decades, other than a short stint of Aaron Rodgers, the time is now to pounce. The time is now to take the assets that you acquired from trading Sauce, from trading Quinn and Williams, and go getting a quarterback and go getting a coach. You have two sitting out there right now. Get on the phone, roll your sleeves up, and get this stuff done. Don't just sit on your hands and hope a quarterback in the draft falls to you and then hope that that quarterback is good. Because you know what? And this is what Glenn and Moogie tried to do at the end of the season during their end of the year press conference. They tried to sell Jet fans on hope. Well, you know what? Jet fans have been consuming hope for their entire lives. You can't say Jet fan without long and suffering in front of it. They're tired of hope. They want production. They want a great quarterback here. They want a great head coach here. They want that combination. That's how you win in the NFL. Coach, quarterback. And the Jets, by all accounts, don't have either. But what they do have and what they do possess are picks. Lots of them. Did you get those so you can get a safety? I mean, that helps. Did you do that so you can get a linebacker? Yeah, that helps. But they mean nothing unless you have the right coach, a great one. And they mean nothing unless you have a great quarterback. These are the two things that all teams are searching for. That's why you have what? What are we up to now? 9 head coaching vacancies? And that's why there are, you know, short stints here from these head coaches. Because every team, same thing with quarterbacks. That's why all these quarterbacks go early. You're trying to hit on the head coach. You're trying to hit on the quarterback. The Jets have the assets. Now go be aggressive. Don't let it be a pipe dream. Let it be a reality. Get Tomlin, get Burrow. You have the picks. Pick up the phone. Because option B, to me, is just, it's mid. It's Aaron Glenn, who might turn into something as a head coach. But in his first year, you got to give him an F. He looked overwhelmed. He looked like a guy that didn't know what he was doing. For a defensive-minded coach, his team didn't have one interception, which is the most mind-boggling stat in the history of the NFL. You want to give him another shot? Okay, but odds are it's not going to work out. You know it's going to work out with Tomlin. Same thing with the quarterback. Show me a quarterback that you're getting this year in the draft, next year in the draft, or as far as free agency veteran-wise, that's any better than Joe Burrow, who, when healthy, is a top five quarterback, who already has accomplished more in his career than most QBs could ever fantasize about. That's what would be on my radar. Burrow, Tomlin, you have the picks. Now go do it. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Jake in Roslyn. What's up, Jake?
Hey, how are you, Tommy? Yeah, big fan here. I have a couple questions for you. Mm-hmm. So I'm huge on Mendoza for the Jets.
Not happening.
I know that since the Jets have the second pick, mm-hmm. that's not going
to
happen.
Nope. The Raiders have no reason to get out of the number one overall pick because they need a quarterback.
But do you think that if the Jets were willing to give up both their first-round picks for the number one pick, you don't think the Raiders
would do it? You know why? Because it's sort of the devil you know versus the devil you don't. It's what you could see or what you can't see. Like Mendoza and his, and I've been talking about this, Jake, for a while here, especially because Indiana's steamrolling through the college football playoffs and Mendoza's playing at a high level. His stock continues to rise and rise and rise. If you're the Raiders and you see this guy that's won a Heisman, that's putting up these numbers, he profiles to the next level. He has size. He can move. He can run around. Like I said, he's got some speed. He can get the ball down the field. Why would you trade that even for the picks? Because you don't know what those picks are going to turn into. The Raiders, that's why the Raiders sitting there at one was the absolute worst outcome for the Jets. If it was the Giants, would have been great. If it was the Titans, would have been great.
Yeah,
the Raiders
the
are not
had
moving
the number
out.
One pick.
Of course.
Right. So would you, since you're saying no to that, would you give up the pick that they got from the team in the trade for Mike Tomlin and fire Aaron Glenn?
Yes. Absolutely. That's what I'm saying here. I would get Tomlin and Burrow here. The only thing the Jets have right now, the only leg they have to stand on, and I think it's a good leg to stand on, and it gives them an opportunity, at least a chance, to get a quarterback. Now, I'm using Joe Burrow as an example because I think he's the best quarterback that you can get in a trade. The Eagles just fired their offensive coordinator. Does this mean they're sticking with Jalen Hurts? Because I said this the other day. There is no way they were going to run it back in Philly. There is no way they were going to go with Hurts, A.J. Brown, Sirianni, and the offensive coordinator. Now, they've already let go of the OC. Is somebody else next? Is Brown out the door? Is Hurts out the door? Another name I'll throw out, Justin Herbert. I always thought that was a weird fit with Jim Harbaugh. I know Harbaugh picked the Chargers because of Herbert, but Herbert's style doesn't really fit, in my opinion, the offense that Harbaugh wants to run. And I mean, Justin Herbert, okay, January, I get it. He has stunk in the playoffs, absolutely. And that's something, so Peyton Manning, you could put him on that list too, and then he stunk until he couldn't. And a lot of guys can't get it done in the big spot until they do. Give him enough opportunities, greatness usually gets across the finish line. Herbert's got top 10 level arm talent. And I would be, if I was a Jet fan, through the moon. If I was Moogie, I would be calling up the Chargers. I'd be calling up the Eagles. I'd be calling up the Bengals, saying, look at all these things I have. I have two first-round picks this year. I have the second pick overall. I have three first-round picks next year. Two second-round picks this year. That's a lot. You could put together a real serious offer to get not only Tomlin, but a quarterback. And I would do my best to try to convince these guys. At least try. At least tell your audience that you're trying to get better. Because sitting around and hoping that you land and you spin the wheel and you get the next great quarterback out of the draft. Now, if, like the caller brought up, if the Giants are sitting there at one, absolutely. If I'm the Jets, I would say, yeah, let me trade up. I'll get, because then we're helping each other. The Giants get help, the Jets get help, and it makes sense. We as New Yorkers can build up New York football together and release everybody here from the depths of the ocean that we've been living in, which is football misery for over a decade. The Giants screwed that up, and now the Jets are in a situation where they can't get Mendoza. But there are quarterbacks out there that are in situations that I think are rocky. Hurts, Herbert, and Burrow. Burrow's the best of the bunch, but I can make a strong case for the other two as well, including Hurts, who won a Super Bowl and should have won two. And in the one he lost, he outplayed Patrick Mahomes. He outplayed him in that game. He would have won the MVP.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
VP. He was the best quarterback on the field that day. And I chalk up to what happened this year in Philadelphia to a if you remember a couple years ago, something was off with Philly. Something was rotten. Something just didn't flow right. And there were talks that they were going to make major changes. There were talks that Brown and Hurts get along. Sirianni was on the hot seat. They didn't make any changes as far as those three guys were concerned. They obviously got Saquon, and they won the Super Bowl. And that's not even putting duct tape on it. I mean, that's obvious, and that's just a credit to Howie Roseman and that entire infrastructure there. That, I mean, give me another team that's in turmoil like that and then comes back the next year and wins a Super Bowl. That being said, you can't do it again. Like, that would be an insane job by everybody involved in Philly if, because it's clearly an issue. Like, they were able to put, like, a duct tape, but the duct tape won the Super Bowl. You're going to put it on again and hope to win the Super Bowl? Even the Eagles, who are so, Howie Roseman just does a tremendous job of building that team up, and they have a great O-line and great D-line. Although, even the O-line. I mean, the tush push isn't that good anymore. Yeah, gee, I wonder why, because they were cheating. they were getting a head start on the false starts, and when they started calling penalties, they didn't do as well with that. But still, I mean, they're still a good team. But if I was the Eagles, I would consider changing some things up. Let's go to Greg in Piscataway. What's up, Greg?
Logie, what's up, brother?
All right.
Hey, I love you, Logie, but and you're not the only one saying this, but why on God's green earth would Joe Burrow pick the Jets?
It's simple, Greg. And I'm not even trying to be funny here when I say this. Two things we know Joe Burrow likes, right? Fashion and blondes. We have a surplus here of both of those things. So I think the idea of being the top, and I understand Joe Burrow can get a date anywhere on the planet, but when you could come to New York City and be the next Broadway Joe, which I think he could be, with the fashion, with the women he's dating, and you're still the quarterback of a New York team. Like, everybody sees the Jets the way they see them. But just imagine, Greg, if you close your eyes, if the Jets ever got great, they are a New York football team, and they would be the toast of the town because they play in New York.
Yeah, but everybody knows. So you don't think Aaron Rodgers was saying the same thing and Mark Sanchez? The Jets can't get it right. You don't think that the narrative
so then, Craig,
of
what
Aaron
would you,
Rodgers
but,
breaking?
I know, but Greg.
Was that?
But I know. I hear you, and I'll let you finish. But what you just said there, that is, to me, then what should the Jets do? If they can't get this right, but then why would they get that right?
The only thing that they can sell to their fan base is hope. We're going to draft a new quarterback.
No, but you said they couldn't get it right. You said they couldn't get Rodgers right. They couldn't get this guy right. They wouldn't get Burrow right. Meaning, are you saying if the player came here, they would screw it up?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm sure that when a rookie quarterback comes in here, they're going to screw it up. But the only thing they can do is sell their fan base hope. That's
well,
it.
You know
we're
what, though, Greg?
New quarterback. He's going to be our savior.
I know, but Greg, how many times does Joe Beningo, who has told you the sands of time are catching up to him, that's his words. I paraphrase it a little bit, but how many times do we have to hear Joe say, bro, maybe we got something with this quarterback? How many times? I've been working here for I don't know how many years. I go back to Geno Smith, Monday Night Football against the Falcons. I remember I worked that night and I listened to Joe and Evan the next day. And Beningo's like, bro, maybe we got something here. How many more times do you have to say it? And you said just now, they'll screw it up. Are the Jets and their fans cursed? Yes, they are. The Jets are cursed. It is Beauty and the Beast. But Joe doesn't have to be a clock his entire life. Evan doesn't have to be a candle his entire life. Someone can come along to break the spell. You need a quarterback to turn all of the butlers in your house and the owner of the house from a cushion or a couch or a candle or a clock or a teacup. I'm trying to think of all the characters in Beauty and the Beast. Wasn't one of them like a foot thing that you put your foot on that was like a dog?
An ottoman?
An ottoman. Someone could walk around and be Belle and break the curse because you are cursed. And that rose petal continues to drop and continues to drop. And you have to lure somebody in. So what did they do in Beauty and the Beast? I mean, Beast, who was a curmudgeon, and he was cranky, and he didn't want to talk to anybody, and he hid out in the library with books. But eventually, you know, the clock, which could be Joe, and the candle, which is Evan, they said, bro, you gotta shave and put, you know, a suit on. Because there's this gal here that can break the curse. I could try to do a Lumiere, whatever his name is called, accent, but my French accent would be so awful. I could just feel it, like in my bones. So I didn't even. But she could be the one to break the curse, which is the line. And that could be Joe Burrow. So don't have that mentality of that they'll screw it up. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. After Hours, Tommy Lugauer, Positive Tommy in prime time here. Let's go to Christian in Thornwood, New York, which I've never heard of. Thornwood, New York, Christian. I got to be honest with you.
Thornwood, New York. Near Pleasantville, New York.
Pleasantville. Okay.
Right next to Pleasantville. Yep. So
gotcha.
Listen, there's no chance, TL, that I'm using any draft capital on a burnt-out Mike Tomlin.
Why?
Do we need a coach? Sure. I'm not interested in Joe Burrow. Damaged goods. No thanks. We need a coach who can come in, and we're not cursed. We just have a bad owner. So we need a coach to come in who will stand up to the owner, teach the owner how to be an owner by leading the
Mike
team.
Mike Tomlin can't do that?
And listen, Glenn was cursed the minute they hired the coach before the GM.
Right.
You want to talk about curses? That's a curse. But we have
but why
to start
can't Mike
somewhere.
Tomlin,
you go
why,
get a
why
coach?
Wouldn't
go
Mike
get
Tomlin
coach
profile
that's
that coach?
Go get me Harbaugh. It doesn't cost me anything.
But you said Mike Tomlin is burnt out. Yeah, he was burnt out in Pittsburgh.
Him,
doesn't
and then let him figure out. Let him figure out the quarterback.
Christian, issue. Are we having a conversation or are you just talking? I'm talking, and
oh,
you're
I'm
not.
Sorry, just could be. It could be the delay in the phone.
Oh,
I'm
that's okay. I didn't mean to snap on you. It just was weird. Like I would say something, you would say something. It's like when I used to call like my mom on the phone, which I should do more. And she'd be like, she'd be having a one way conversation, and then she goes, "Don't get on your mother. I can't hear." So I didn't mean to snap at you, my friend. That's on me. But
that's
like
okay.
I felt
Go ahead.
Like I was saying things and you weren't responding. So maybe it was a delay, or maybe you don't you know, care what I have to say, but why doesn't Mike Tomlin fit that profile of a guy that could walk in here and change everything?
I'm not impressed by Mike Tomlin and what he's done in Pittsburgh.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous! And what are you impressed with? What the Jets have been? Forget the Jets. Let's talk about teams in the NFL. Look at what Mike Tomlin has done in Pittsburgh year in and year out. He wins and he gets to the playoffs. That's impressive. That's hard to do. There's a reason why guys continue to get fired after 4 or 5 years. Everybody wants to anoint Kevin Stefanski. He's got one playoff win. He had 4 losing seasons in Cleveland. Yet there's a lot of Giant fans that can't wait to hire him. You're not impressed with what Mike Tomlin did. With basically no quarterback since Roethlisberger left and then the 1 year here with Rodgers, and he's in the playoffs every single year. But you're not impressed with him. And Joe Burrow is damaged goods. Joe Burrow would walk in this door tomorrow and be the best quarterback in the history of the franchise. Come on! That's ridiculous! Was it an ottoman that the dog was? And he put the feet up on it, you know?
I'm not a big Beauty and the Beast guy, but the feet thing is an ottoman.
What do you mean you're not a big... I mean, oh, okay, hold on a second. You're not a big... So if you had a 90s Disney movie that you were, let's say, big on, like if I... Okay, so let's say, all right, I'll freshen up my material, even though this is a new bit for me. If I freshened up my material, but I'm going with the 90 Disney's movie, 90s, would I have to do The Little Mermaid? Would I have to do Lion King? Why are you Googling this? You're 40 years old. You don't know Disney movies that we grew up watching?
I really don't.
Okay. Have you heard of The Lion King?
I have heard of that.
Okay. Have you heard of Little Mermaid?
Sure.
Sure is, I hate that answer. I always get on my
wife's. Yes, I've heard.
When you say sure, that's very passive aggressive.
That's Ursula. That's the Ariana.
Yeah, yes. She combs her hair with a fork under the sea with the crab. He's going to have a crab. That's what he's going to do. Sure is bad. This is a pro tip for you and for everybody out there, especially if you're married. If your wife says something to you and you respond with either sure or K, enjoy the couch. They're both very passive aggressive. You either say okay with an exclamation point or yes.
Why? I just got reminded.
Okay.
It's the Mighty Ducks. It's the Mighty Ducks, 100%.
I was going more for cartoon.
Okay. Okay.
But Mighty Ducks is a good one. I've already used that reference, though, recently when I got this job, he walked into the control room and said, "Don't F it up," which I equated to when Gordon Bombay, Emilio Estevez, when he first met the kids, was like, "I hate kids and I hate hockey." And the little kid's like, "Is that a pep talk?" Which is what I said to Evan. I'm like, "Is that supposed to be a pep talk? Don't F it up." I mean, come on. How about do a great job? I know you will. Not don't F it up. All right. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Joe in Newtown, PA. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Tommy. Good to talk to you again. Congratulations on the nighttime primetime. You certainly deserve it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm glad I followed the last caller because I can bring your blood pressure back down. So
hopefully, blood pressure feels a little high here. I gotta get it down back to neutral.
I'll help you. So I'm a Giant fan who unfortunately lives in the Philly area, but have some colleagues who are season ticket holders and know it. They want to get rid of the OC, which they did today, and they want to get rid of A.J. Brown. I think they'll keep Sirianni, who I think is a clown, but they'll keep him.
Yeah, he's a clown. No doubt.
I think they'll keep Jalen Hurts. But the reason I really wanted to call was with the Jets. I'm a Giant fan, but I love your idea about Burrow. So he would be the bell of the ball, right?
Yeah, to break the curse, yes.
Or if you want to change movies, they could present him, Woody Johnson or whoever could go up to the mountain and present him like Simba to the people.
Yes, one day this will all be yours. Yeah, except for that area there. Yeah, yeah. No, Joe,
exactly.
No, you're 100% right. Like, because a caller, not the previous caller who's having a one-way conversation, the first caller I took said, why would Joe Burrow want to come here? And I laid it out. I'm not even joking. The guy's into fashion and he's into, you know, blondes, which, I mean, I'm sure he likes brunettes too. We have a lot of them around here. Walk around Manhattan. I mean, why would you ever want to leave? He could be the new Broadway Joe. Joe Burrow could be the new Broadway Joe. He could be Joe Namath with the fashion, with the guy would own this town. You imagine him and Jackson Dart, the two quarterbacks of this town? Jeez. I mean, that's a lot of material just in itself. Everybody's thinking of what the Jets are, but when you step back, the Jets are a billion-dollar business in New York City. They have the NY. If you're the quarterback and successful, it opens up a million doors for you that don't necessarily open up. I mean, honestly, go ask Boomer. I mean, he played in Cincy, he played in New York, and ask him which doors opened up more for him, being here or being there. It's New York. That's Cincinnati. Come on. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Chris and Bethpage. What's happening, Chris?
Hey, Loogie. Listen, I know you mean well, but that might be the... hopefully we'll have a conversation. I will not talk over you.
No, we will.
All right. Yeah. So why on earth, what is Cincinnati's game plan? What do they get out of this? What does Cincinnati get out of this? Who's going to be their quarterback? They have a horrible defense. Horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Burrow, he gets hurt a lot. He does. And that's the problem. He's won one playoff, right? He had a good run in the playoffs. And you're saying, okay, he went in and
he made the
Mahomes.
Super Bowl, and then he made it to a championship game, and then
fine.
I think they got hosed by the officials, but they still lost that game. So that's two really, really, really good runs, and a great run in college. I know you don't necessarily want to equate that, but that's, you know, three great runs in his football career, college and pros.
Okay. No, I have friends who are Bengal fans.
Mm-hmm.
And I even just texted them this idea, and they said, there's no way the Bengals will ever do this. So just to bring it up makes no sense. And plus...
Well, I mean, it does make sense in the fact that Joe Burrow repeatedly, whether it is press conferences, even stuff he posts on social media that's cryptic, it would appear that he is unhappy in Cincinnati. Now, a lot of people speculated he might retire. I don't know if maybe pull an Andrew Luck, but I think it's more that he's unhappy. And my thing is Chris, is that you know what you did is what I want the Jets to do. That's exactly what I want them to do. You texted your friends this idea.
Right. Right.
What's wrong with the Jets trying? That's my point, is at least make the effort to try to get these quarterbacks instead of sitting on your hands and saying, all right, Aaron Glenn, you're our guy. And hopefully we land Mr. Wright in the draft. I just think that that's a situation that they've done a million times. It hasn't worked. And the landscape right now is that there are a bunch of quarterbacks that I think could be had, that have had success, and there is a head coach that is out there right now that could be had if you want to trade for him. So that presents to me a very tantalizing duo.
Right, but say Cincinnati doesn't like Dante Moore. Okay, let's say this whole thing happens. Mm-hmm. Let's say Cincinnati doesn't like Dante Moore.
Yeah.
What are they going to do for their quarterback in the future? Everybody needs a quarterback.
Right.
Every team, right? They need a quarterback. So they're training one of the best quarterbacks to the Jets to get draft picks, okay,
mm-hmm.
to get capital. And, you know, it doesn't, from their standpoint, it makes no sense. And I agree with the previous caller. I'm not giving up any capital for a coach. That makes no sense. None.
Well,
so that part.
But okay, well, hold on a second. Did the Broncos do that for Sean Payton?
Okay, fine. That worked out. Why don't they go get Mike McCarthy, boy? Your guy. Why don't they get Mike McCarthy?
They could.
To that would be a better idea.
They could. They could. Chris, they should do, I'm glad you said that. They should do something. Everybody's doing something, we'll do nothing. I mean, this is Seinfeld. Everybody's...
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Doing something, we'll do nothing. That's what the Jets are doing. They're doing nothing. They're doing nothing. How's it working out in Denver? They traded for Sean Payton. Working out pretty good. They got the coach. They got the quarterback. And look where they are right now. And if you think that Cincinnati doesn't want to move off Burrow, well, you know what? Sweeten the pot and make them say no. Make them hang the phone up. Make them turn you down. Make them do what most of the callers are going to do, call you an idiot. Paul, the light went off in here, if you could just assist that. I don't know why this is on a timer, but the lights are out in here. And if they're going to get digital videos of me, I will be in the dark. So as soon as you're done stuffing your face in there, please put the light back on. Let's go out to Nick in Dobbs Ferry. I'm sorry, hold on, my bad. Let's go out to Nick in Dobbs Ferry. What's going on, Nick?
Hey now, damn, they're shutting the lights on you off on you already?
They fired me already? I feel like Willie Mays Hayes. I'm cut already? I mean, I'm a week into the show. Maybe upper management heard my open and my take, and they're like, we got to get this guy out of here. Let's shut the lights. You know what I mean? Because normally at the bar, they turn the lights on. Here on After Hours, I guess they turn the lights off, and that's an indication that, why are you putting your hands up, Paulie? I asked you to put the light on. Then put it on. Just hit the switch. Then they're on. I don't need the hand movements here in the left. I'm sorry, Nick. I'm very distracted by Rosenberg. You give the guy a simple task like turn the lights on. The guy wants to be the glue at the station. He thinks he's Josh Hart and he ties everything together. I ask him to turn the lights on and you would think I told him fix a Rubik's Cube or solve one.
Rosenberg is our Josh Hart.
No, you're not. You're an imbecile. What's going on, Nick?
The glue.
Okay, great.
Nothing much. Not forget the fact that you have the best intro in the game. I love your intro.
Thank you.
Song. I've been loving it ever since.
Appreciate
before.
It.
But I got to disagree with you a little bit.
Okay.
Not the Joe Burrow part. But the Mike Tomlin part. Listen, I think Mike Tomlin's great. I like everything about him. The things I don't like, though, are the fact that we got to trade assets to get him. And also, let's be honest, he won a Super Bowl 3 years after Bill Cowher won a Super Bowl with somewhat the same team. He's never really developed a team. He's a great cruise control.
Well, he got to another Super Bowl and lost, though, Nick. So he got to 2-1-1.
Has he ever developed a quarterback since Ben Roethlisberger? I mean, all those picks were garbage.
Would you put the blame more on Tomlin or the GM for that?
Well, I don't know their relationship and stuff.
I mean, when you look at like Kenny Pickett and some of the guys that they've tried to put out there at quarterback, it's not like any of them went anywhere else and blossomed. I'm not saying Tomlin's not
free to
blame, but I think there's something to be said, Nick, about consistency. There's something to be said about you get to the playoffs every year. Like, I think that says a lot about it. And the Steelers, they always talk about that, and I appreciate the call, bro. They always talk about that Steeler magic or pixie dust, and they built something there. And we'll see what happens. And whether Tomlin stepped down or was sort of forced out or whatever the case may be, because let's be honest, the fans were chanting fire Tomlin. They were booing Renegade, the song, at a home game. And the Steeler fans, I don't know enough of them to say it was every single one of them, but I've heard from a lot of them through the years, and they equated Mike Tomlin and his run, especially recently, to Brian Cashman, where it's like, all right, yeah, we know he gets us to a certain point, but enough already. All I'm going to say is this. In 5 years, maybe the Steeler fans goes, wow, you know what? We didn't know what we had till it was gone. And now we're just like every other team where we make the playoffs one year and then we're out for a couple years. And we're, because the Steelers are not a team and a franchise that goes through coaches. But they've had three in the last like 40, 50 years. I mean, it's been, they've had like three coaches like in my lifetime. So it'll be interesting to see Pittsburgh. And I know a lot of people out here that don't care, but I'm trying to equate it to the point of, you know what? If you're going to besmirch Tomlin and say, yeah, what has he done lately? I'll tell you what he's done lately. Finish with an over 500 record and make it to the playoffs. Now, think about what the Giants have been in that time period, or at least the last 10 years, and what the Jets have been over the last 15 years. And ask yourself, what would you rather have? Tomlin? And you have to give up a pick. Like, you're giving up a pick, a draft pick. Yes, it could turn into something, and yes, it is good bargaining chips, and yes, teams would want to acquire that, but you are getting something that is for sure. You could have the sure thing, which is Tomlin, and then you could have the sure thing, which is Joe Burrow. So I like that combination. If I'm the Jets and I have all these picks, and they do, when you have two first-rounders this year, including the number two overall pick, you got a couple of two second rounds this year. Next year, you have three firsts. You could put together some impressive offers to get these guys. And now you have your building blocks to get you back to the playoffs for the first time in over 15 years. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We'll get back to your calls on the Jets, Burrow, Tomlin. We'll get into the John Harbaugh stuff. I'm starting to think the Giants are being too aggressive in their pursuit of John Harbaugh. We'll get into that. Plus, we're on Kyle Tucker watch. Who knows? Maybe, just maybe, in the next, you know, 4.5 hours, the Mets signed Kyle Tucker, and I'm going to lay out why they have to sign Kyle Tucker. They have to outbid the Dodgers. They have to get this done. Like, it's a situation, and if you're just tuning in, there's a report out there that they have offered Kyle Tucker $50 million a year. So we'll break down the offer, we'll break down what he means, and the Mets offseason as a whole, and the narratives that I think are false, and some of the narratives that I think are true about the team and spending money and their offseason. So we have a lot to do. 4.5 hours. Oh! And before I forget, I almost did. We're going to debut a new segment here. Well, really, the first segment on After Hours. We're calling it Ask Tommy Anything. And I think that's pretty self-explanatory. But we're going to have probably like one segment coming up later in the show. And I'll get a time for you. We'll set a time where you, the audience, can call me up and ask me anything. Now, there are certain topics that we're not going to touch on the air. You could pretty much figure out what those are. And Paulie, if he's not back there, you know, scratching his ass, he'll screen the call and tell you that we can't do certain topics. If you're not going to be listening later on, I would love you if you were, but no biggie. You can hit me up at Tommy Lugauer, Lugauer, on Twitter. So if you hit me up on Twitter and I see the question, I can answer those as well. So we're going to do it for, like I said, a segment. We'll see how it goes. We're debuting it. It's Ask Tommy Anything. So you can get to know me. It can be about my life, my career, sports memories, anything. Stuff that's going on around pop culture, favorite movie, whatever. You know what I mean? There's, like I said, there's a couple of topics stay away from, but most of the things are above board and we're good to go. So Ask Tommy Anything coming up later, plus your calls, plus everything I just laid out in the last minute for the tease. 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer, Positive Tommy in prime time. After Hours here on the Fan. 7:42 here on the Fan. After Hours, Tommy Lugauer.
Lugie!
Positive Tommy in prime time. And the Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ Precision Cooking. Effortless results, chefiq.com. And the focus here is the Yankees, because the Yankees have made a trade. They have traded for a starting pitcher, Ryan Weathers. Now, as part of the trade, the Yankees have given up four prospects, including Dylan Lewis and Brendan Jones. And we all speculated in the offseason about whether or not the Yankees were going to add another starting pitcher, because they do have a very good rotation, but there are some injury, I don't know about concerns, but there are guys that go into the season that aren't going to be ready for the start, whether it's Gerrit Cole, whether it's Carlos Rodon. So adding another arm made sense. They were interested in Cabrera from the Marlins. He ended up getting traded to the Cubs. Before the offseason really got going, I pitched Sandy Alcantara for Luis Gil, for Austin Wells, and for Ryan McMahon. And that would open up, you know, third base for potentially bringing in a free agent.
Now, neither one of those happened, but you do get Weathers here in a deal for four minor leaguers, and it gives the Yankees depth. It gives them a swing guy, and also to start the year, you're going to have some starting pitchers that are missing time. And, you know, knock on wood, but guys get hurt, and you can never have enough depth. And the Mets, I think, are ahead of the curve on this. And now part of that is because of Senga, but I think they're onto something here. And I do believe baseball as a whole will adopt this in our lifetime. And that's the six-man rotation. It just gives guys more rest. And I think that when you consider the way they not only baby starting pitchers, but also with the injuries that continue to pop up with the overwhelming majority of them, by going with a six-man rotation, you keep them fresh. And you keep them healthy for a late season run and a postseason run. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We'll get to the Giants in just one sec. I think they're being a little too aggressive with John Harbaugh here. Curious to get your thoughts on that. But I open up the show with my dream scenario for the Jets and what I think the Jets should do if I were the Jets. And that is, you have all these draft picks. Go trade for Tomlin. Go trade for Joe Burrow. You get your coach, you get your quarterback, and I think they both attract each other. Like, if the Jets get Burrow first, then Tomlin would be like, ooh, I could coach Joe Burrow. If the Jets get Mike Tomlin first, then Joe Burrow would go, I could go be a quarterback under the tutelage and the head coaching of Mike Tomlin. And it would present a very attractive destination for those guys. And once you have the coach and the quarterback, now you can get to work. And you could get back to your winning ways and get back to the playoffs. And that's two things that, you know, Tomlin gets to the playoffs routinely, and it's not easy to do. And I think people, especially in Pittsburgh, just got jaded by it over the years. But if you look at the football history in this town, as I'll include the Giants, especially over the last 10 years, they don't make the playoffs very often. So I don't think you can scoff at the idea of a coach that does it year in and year out. And Burrow, we know he made two great runs, one to the Super Bowl, another one to the championship game. He won in college at LSU. So he is a winner. He is a proven winner and a top five quarterback in the NFL. You have to at least try. And he seemed unhappy this year. So you have to at least call up. And you know what? You have all these picks. You have two first-round picks this year, including the number two overall. You have two second-round picks this year, and then next year you have three first-round picks. You could put together a very enticing offer to the Bengals. You know what? Make them say no. Make Burrow say no. Make Tomlin say no. Make Pittsburgh say no. Make them say no. Get on the phone. Pick up the phone and call. You should be desperate. This should be a desperate organization, not an organization that says, well, you know what? Because I can't imagine a time that the fan base was any lower. Aaron Glenn put together a season that was worse than anything Adam Gase or Rich Kotite ever did. It was horrible. They didn't have an interception. They were completely non-competitive down the stretch. And if the goal was to lose on purpose, then they should have done a better job of that and got the number one overall pick so they can get Fernando Mendoza. They didn't even do that right. But instead, they just completely no-showed the latter part of the season. And their big plan is to what? Run it back with the coach, with all these options out here. Tomlin, Harbaugh, McCarthy. And with all these quarterbacks, like I said, even if you don't think Burrow's an option, call Philly. See if Jalen Hurts is available. Call the Chargers. See if Justin Herbert's available. Make the call. That's why you have these picks. Doesn't mean it's going to amount to anything, but you should at least try, because you would be in a much better situation with any combination I just gave you of the three coaches I just gave you and the three quarterbacks I gave you. Give any one of those, take any combination of those six people that you want. It's better than Aaron Glenn and spinning the wheel and hoping you find the next great quarterback in the draft either this year or next year. And if they have another losing, meaning if their idea is we're going to wait till next year for the quarterback, it's going to be another very, 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 very long year. And it doesn't mean when you get to that, like, it's a long drive. And just like in, I believe it was, what was the Chevy Chase? Vacation, National Lampoon? And they get to Wally World, and it's closed. And they did all this driving, and it's closed. That's what could happen. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Mark in Seaford. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's going on? How's everything?
Good, good. What's happening?
I think, sort of, touch a little base. No matter what happens at the end of the day, like with the Giants have, in my opinion, like basically have the NFL world at the balls. You know, you have like a lot of good coaches going on. Yeah. No matter who they get, they're going to get somebody good. They're not going to get like, if you get Hubbard or you get like McCarthy, they're going to get somebody good. They have everything. The cards are right. And then now you got like Tomlin in the mix, and everyone's going to go, oh, Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, I mean, the Giants are in a situation where they have the young franchise quarterback, and they have a nucleus, and they also have, and I wonder if this will work against them, they are quite desperate, and they are going to do a full court press. No.
It's not a bad spot at all.
It's not a bad spot, Mark. But also, there are a lot of, you could make the same case for a team like Tennessee, who has a ton of cap.
Absolutely.
They have a ton of cap space. They have a top pick, and they have Cam Ward, who, despite a horrible head coach, Callahan, that they got rid of, and basically no talent around him, he looked really good down the stretch. So, and I mean, look.
100%.
We love, Mark, we love New York, and we love everything about it, and I do too, but I've been to Nashville a few times. You could do worse as far as places to live. Want to check the weather, what it is down there? And even if it's 45 degrees today in Nashville, I'm not saying it is, but even if it is, it'll be 65 tomorrow. You know when it's going to be 65 in New York? I don't know, May? Because I even heard that report, oh, Mike Tomlin may want warmer weather. And I don't want to hear from the Dome people. In fact, circle this and tell my friend in the midday, well, you know what? MetLife should have a dome. Hey, dummy, it's not about the 6 hours that he's standing on the sidelines. If he wants warm weather, it's because he wants to live in warm weather. But I don't want to hear about the warm weather. Make it attractable, and you'll freeze your ass off during the winter. Money talks, situation talks, you'll freeze to death. That's why when you retire and you already have money, then you want to go be warm. When you're young and you're trying to make money, you don't care what the temperature is, yes?
64 degrees in Nashville today is a high.
Get me there.
Tomorrow, 48. How about that?
Did I nail that, though?
How about that?
Yeah, but you get the 65. So, to me, I can live with the 48 if I get the 65. One of our coworkers, Nico, just went down to Nashville, which I'm sure a lot of people, not a lot, but I would guess there were some people in our audience that did what Nico did. He's one of the producers here. He and a couple of buddies went to go see the Islanders in Nashville. They played on a Thursday night, so he got a three-day weekend in Nashville. And I was talking to him a little bit about it because I gave him the pep talk. I said, it's not my cup of tea, this bar, but Tootsie's, you got to hit that up. Jason Aldean's, got to hit that up. Honky Tonk Central, got to hit that up. Kid Rock's bar down there. Jelly Roll's got a bar. Really, what I said to him is, go out early, put your drinking shoes on, because you could go out from 8 p.m. till 3 a.m. I mean, they're singing and dancing in the streets there, and hit up every single bar and make your own choice, because every single level has something else going on. Live music, you got house music, there's rap, there's everything going on. And frankly, I mean, you know, when you're old and married, you can say I was on Broadway around a bunch of girls in cowgirl outfits, and that will get you through most 45-degree days. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Aaron in Long Island. What's up, Aaron?
Oh, hey, what's up? What's up, Lugie? Hey,
what's happening?
You know what both of us have in common? Two things.
Yes.
We love the Giants, and we love Sidney Sweeney, and I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do the Giants if they hire Mike McCarthy. I'm scared of Harbaugh. I don't know where he's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Tomlin's interesting. If they go with McCarthy, which I'm way too scared of, I don't know what I'm going to do anymore.
What makes you scared of Mike McCarthy?
Oh, my gosh. I'm saying he hasn't won in how long. I'm saying, look at that Cowboys team from when he was on the Cowboys over there.
Aaron, I hear your frustration, but in your voice, they did win 12 games 3 years in a row and made the playoffs. So he had success there. And what are the Cowboys doing lately? And what are the Packers doing lately? Mike McCarthy, over 600 winning percentage, won a Super Bowl, beat Tomlin in the Super Bowl, has double-digit winning seasons, has made the playoffs, I believe, 12 times, very similar to Harbaugh. So I would not be afraid. In fact, he's been my number one candidate for weeks and months now, ever since Dable got fired. As far as Sidney Sweeney, I mean, did you see her at the Golden Globes party the other day? And she is the modern-day Marilyn Monroe. That's the best way I could describe her. Meaning, like, you think of Marilyn Monroe, and I'm not saying she wasn't a great actress, but Marilyn Monroe it's just her aura, and she, like, you know, lets you know about it. And that's what Sidney Sweeney is. She's letting you know about it. like Rosenberg, and I'll out her for this. His girlfriend said, well, if she didn't have two things going on for her, no one would be interested. Yeah, well, you know what? If Joe Burrow wasn't a great quarterback, I wouldn't want to trade for him. What is that supposed to mean? If I didn't have a ton of money, I wouldn't have a ton of money. So, yeah,
Loogie!
But she has that stuff. So to take it away, if Jim Carrey didn't have humor, he wouldn't be famous. Yeah, of course. But you have that. So I don't understand that take. I think it's a bad take. And speaking of Paul, I must right or wrong here. Because if you were listening to the show yesterday at this time, I got all over him because before the show last night, Paul Rosenberg asked me a simple question. And that was, what are you having for dinner tonight? And I yelled at him in the newsroom and I carried it over to the air because I felt like I'm preparing for a show. I don't want to conduct in small talk. I hate small talk. I said, you know, what you want to know what I'm having for dinner? None of your business. Keep walking. This is New York. Don't ask me any questions. And then off air, I said, Paul, I got to be honest with you, man. I left a big part out of this and I'm going to right the wrong 24 hours later. So I'm about to do this because a lot of callers called up. They were on your side. They said, what's wrong with you, Tommy? Why are you mad? There's a reason why I didn't tell you what I was having for dinner, Paul. And the reason is I didn't know. Because my wife makes my dinner every single night. She then covers it up in tinfoil. She puts instructions on the food with a little on a post-it. And then I just take it out of the fridge and I bring it to work. So when you ask me that question, Paul, I don't know what the answer is. And I didn't really want to reveal that, A, to you, and B, to our audience. But it was eating at me, I guess, pun intended, that I didn't. She sets up like these meal plans, and some of the food has like real intricate instructions. And I told her, listen, I'm doing a 5-hour show tonight. I can't do this. It's like one of the things she had me, I had to, you know, sift the water out of the shrimp and I got to put the guacamole here. I said, get out of here. I'm not Gordon Ramsay. I'm not doing this. Just give me something to heat up. So I had to switch out the Friday meal with the Wednesday meal because Friday night I'll be home because I'm not working Friday nights. And that's the deal. So I guess I owe you a half apology. I shouldn't have yelled at you. I'm sorry to the audience that felt like I was being a jerk to you. But that's the reason why. My wife makes my food and I have no idea what she made me.
Well, you weren't being a jerk to me. You were being a jerk to everyone around the world who engages in small talk. That's who you were being a jerk to.
Wow.
And how do you not know what you're having for dinner?
Because she
You don't open up the aluminum foil to look.
What's going to be in there? A dead squirrel? I know it's going to be most likely
chicken.
So you
mentally prepare yourself for what you're having for dinner.
Mentally prepare myself. I'm not taking the SATs. It goes down. I always, even though lately I've been eating a little bit more than I should, and the internet points this out a lot, it's winter, Tommy. What do you want me to tell you? Summer Tommy's already here. The jawline's getting even better now. I was noticing in the videos last night. I always looked at eating food as a necessity. Like, I eat to survive. You know what I mean? Okay, there are times where I enjoy it. That's fair. But day in, day out, Paul, I don't, like, even, like, I eat to live. Like, earlier, you go, hey, do you want to order Carvel tonight? No. What? No. First of all, no. I don't want to eat ice cream in the winter. It's a Tuesday, and we're at work, and no, I don't want to order it. And you're being a bad influence right now because you know I'm trying to cut back on the weight a little bit.
You don't want to eat ice cream because it's the winter?
Yeah.
Like those two are mutually exclusive from each other?
I think they are. I view ice cream as like a warm summer day, although it does melt. But I'm just not in like the mindset for ice cream. Plus, I'm working. I give credit to people like Craig that could sit here and eat the entire time. Like, I just would feel like bloated. I would look bloated. I already look like Leonardo DiCaprio with the round face. It's just, and then I'm sitting here and I'm going to be headfirst in the ice cream in addition to the dinner that I have no idea what it is. I just feel like you're, and then what is this gummy bears you were pushing on me? You're peddling candy towards me. I don't want any. I made it very clear I don't want any of this stuff.
The gummy bears I was going to put on the ice cream tonight.
Oh, boy.
And what's wrong with that? A little gummy bear on top?
Nothing's wrong with that.
I know it's not. We're going to get ice cream tonight. Someone's going to bring it to us.
I know. You haven't seen your feet in 10 years, and you're trying to drag me into this, which is fine. But right now, I'm looking that way, too. So
may I remind you?
Okay. No, you may not.
You only live once, and we're on a rock floating in space.
I understand that. That has nothing to do with eating gummy
bears. Enjoy
what
you want.
But it has
enjoy it.
But I don't... first of all, I'm not really necessarily... I don't want to get the gummy bear people on me. I don't really like gummy bears. I don't view gummy bears as something that would be like, ooh, like having... I don't know. Well, there's a young lady on the line, so I won't say... Well, let me get a better example here. I wouldn't view eating gummy bears like watching a sporting event, which gives me great joy. I wouldn't do that. You know what I mean? You may like gummy bears, but you're also Buddy the Elf. All you do is eat sugar all day. You eat dessert every single night.
You know what I haven't had in a while?
Oh, my God. What?
Eddie's. Okay. The greatest ice cream shop in New York City.
Okay, great. They don't know who you are. Next time you walk in there, you're not getting anything free. Let's go to Grace in Freehold, New Jersey. What's up, Grace?
Hi, Tommy.
Hey, Grace. Do me a favor, though, first. Is your dad or mom near you right now?
Hey, Tommy. This is Tim.
Hey, Tim. How you doing? Appreciate it. I'm pretty good. I'm being told
we're having
that
a little bit of a rough New Year.
Oh, really? Everything all right?
Yeah, we're Giants fans.
Oh, yeah, I gotcha.
And we're also Tiki and Evan fans. And Grace was a little upset about the shakeup. She tried to call every day. And she finally listened to your show tonight, and she wanted to call, and she got through. So she wants to talk to you real quick.
No problem. Grace, let me know when you're there.
I'm here.
How's school going, Grace? Everything all right?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, here's a little tip, and tell your dad to put the earmuffs on. This is from Uncle Loogie. School, doesn't really matter. Like math, it's useless. You know, really find what you love in life, Gracie, what you're passionate about. Can I call you Gracie? I know it's Grace. My grandmother's name was Grace, by the way. It's a wonderful name. Find what you love in life and you're passionate about, and that's what you should do. Like, dream the impossible dream. And you can be like me one day and be on the radio that you love listening to. Don't worry about that school stuff. I mean, school's good, but really do what you want and find that love in your life as far as your career and do that. Now, I'll ask you a question. Don't worry about asking me a question. Grace, the Giant fan.
Okay.
Who do you want the Giants to hire as their head coach?
I want them to have the Ravens coach.
You want John Harbaugh. Yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong with that. Obviously, a great track record, won a Super Bowl, could come in here, build the program up, and just be just phenomenal for this organization. Final question, I'll let you go, because I know it's getting late. Who's funnier, Tommy Lugauer or Sean Marash?
I like when you do the impressions of Sean.
Yeah, but that means you might, well, does that mean you think Sean is funnier, or you think I make Sean funnier by my impression of him? And by the way, Grace, it's a secret. Not people are supposed to know that was me. But it's okay. We'll keep it our little secret. That's all right. We don't have to tell anybody else. But you like fake Sean?
Yeah, I think you make Sean funnier.
Okay. Well, you know what, Grace? Just for you. Fake Sean.
Yes! Listen! What? Thank you, Gracie! Here! That's the bottom line! Here's the deal! Here's the deal! The Jets, they're never going to win any games. The Giants are going to hire John Harbaugh, and then the Jets, they're not going to hire anybody, and the Giants are going to win the Super Bowl!
All right, fake Sean. First of all, you got to freshen up your material a little bit there. I mean, I know I put you on the spot. You basically haven't been on the air in weeks, and then we tried to bring in right now, I feel like Jim Henson on the air right now, but I tried to bring you in there, and not that I am fake Sean. Fake Sean just follows me around. He's like an assistant. He's part of my production team. That wasn't your best effort. And Grace, she thinks you're funny. And I didn't think that was that funny. It really was. It wasn't your best moment. So we'll work on that. And Grace, you could call anytime you want. And really take my advice there. And we could always have fake Sean whenever you want. And I promise you he will be better and he will be funnier. All right, 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is Positive Tommy in prime time. We'll get to your calls as I just banged my finger on the thing here with the chair. What is it already? As Steve would say,
Luminator.
I just gonna that hurt really badly. But I'm tough. You know what I mean? I'll rub some Robitussin on it and we'll get going here. We'll get back to your calls on the Jets. Mike Tomlin, Joe Burrow. We'll open it up to more calls on the Giants. Are they being too aggressive for John Harbaugh? I think so. Plus, we're on Kyle Tucker watch. He could sign any minute. With the Mets. They've made an offer. I'll lay everything out. The offer, the amount of money, the whole deal with that. The Yankees have made a trade. I got you till midnight. Plus, coming up later, we'll say 10 o'clock. Coming up at 10 o'clock, a new segment here on After Hours. Ask Tommy Anything. So if you're listening later at 10 or you want to hit me up on Twitter right now about it, at Tommy Lugauer, Lugauer. The floor is yours. Ask me anything you want, and we'll have a little fun with that as well. 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.